book of Romans, chapter number 13. I want to preach a few minutes tonight out of a thought in Romans 13. If you'd stand with us, we'll honor the preaching of the Word of God tonight. The Bible said, "Let every soul be subject to the higher powers." That is an authority. "For there is no power but of God. The powers that be," watch this, "are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power," the authority, not only our government leaders, but our police officials, "whoever resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God." God's a God of order tonight. "And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil." In other words, he said, if you ain't breaking the law, you ain't got to worry about folks. "Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good. Thou shalt have praise of the same. For he's the minister of God to thee for good." In other words, he's keeping my laws, what God said, for your good. "But if thou do that which is evil," look what the Bible says, "be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain, for he's the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil." Let me tell you what, cut down on killings in America. Quit this hand slapping going on. "Wherefore ye must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience." You know what he just said? You ought to obey the law, first of all, to be scared of what's going to happen to you if you don't. But number two, for your conscience sake. "For this cause pay you tribute also. For they are God's ministers." You ought to teach your children, when a policeman pull up, they're a minister in authority. Government's in authority. We need to be teaching our children to respect authority. A school teacher's in authority. Your Sunday school teacher's in authority. Your pastor's in authority. "Render therefore all their dues. Tribute to whom tribute is due." In other words, pay respect to them and thank them. "Custom to whom custom. Fear to whom fear. Honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery." Still wrong. "Thou shalt not kill." Still wrong. "Thou shalt not steal." "Thou shalt not bear false witness." "Thou shalt not covet." "And if there be any other commandment that's briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Wherefore love is the fulfilling of law. And that knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of the light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. You may be seated tonight. Father, we bless you. Thank you for the good time that you've given us today in the house of God. Thank you, Lord, we've still got a church we can come to and worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, we still have a church tonight where the King James Bible is the authority and in that which we stand upon our principles and our doctrine. Help us tonight to preach, to be a blessing to your people. Help me to mind you, Lord. I need the Holy Ghost on me tonight. I'll be careful to honor you and thank you for everything that you do in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I'm interested tonight in verse number 11. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. I want to preach on this Bible thought this evening on what time you got. What time you got. Now, I know you clock watchers. You know I'm supposed to have you out of here by 7. But it ain't wrote on the wall nowhere. But I want to ask you something. What time you got? You know, it's good to learn to tell time. You know, you say, well, a broke clock's right twice a day. Well, it may be, but what time you got? I want to say the time that the Bible's got. First of all, I want to say it's time to be awake. To be awake. Now, if there's ever been a day and hour when we need to realize that we need to be awake, it is tonight. First of all, we need to be awake to praying. In Matthew 26:36, we're going to cover a few scriptures tonight, so just be patient with me. But in Matthew 26:36, let's look in the Word of God this evening and see that we need to be awake to praying. Matthew 26:36. Then cometh Jesus with them to a place that's called Gethsemane. And he saith unto his disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. He took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, my soul's exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. He cometh to the disciples and findeth them asleep and saith unto Peter, what could you not watch with me 1 hour? Now here's your key verse. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. We need to be praying tonight like we've never prayed. We need to be praying for our nation, for our community, for our schools, for our homes, for our churches, and for our lives, and for our lost loved ones in this day and this hour. What time you got? The Bible says it's time to be awake. Be awake to praying. Secondly, we need to be awake to preaching. It's amazing to me how folks doze off during preaching. In Acts 20, and verse number 6, it's an amazing story. I love preaching out of the text. And in Acts 20, you'll find out that here Paul went to a prayer meeting service. He said in verse number 7 of Acts 20, they went on the first day of the week. That's a good time to go to church. We're not Seventh-day Adventists, we're Christian. Go to church on Sunday. Why? Because the disciples met the first day of the week. It's a good way to get your week started. Disciples came together, break bread. Paul preached unto them. Wouldn't that have been a blessing to be in a congregation and hear Apostle Paul preach? But Tim, I long to get to meet him. It's going to be nobody like Jesus, but there's some folks I really want to be introduced to. And so Paul, me and him had some things in common. We preached a long time. Now, I want to say something tonight. I realize the mind cannot contain more than what the backside can endure. I realize that about preaching. And I realize it's hard for a man to hold anybody's attention over 30 minutes. I realize that. But would you just give me 30 minutes? Can I tell you that it's time that we awake to preaching. When God sends us a word, we need to hear what God's got to say. Now, Paul stood and he began to preach. The Bible said that he was going to part on the morrow, and so he continued his speech until midnight. There came many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together, and there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep. And as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep and fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead. And Paul went down and fell on him and embraced him and said, "Trouble not yourselves, for his life is in him." Now, I want to say something tonight. I've got this wrote in the margin of my Bible. Many fallen ones are lying in reach of preaching. Many fallen ones are still in the reach of preaching tonight. Paul reached and brought him life. I wonder who we're reaching that has fell out of the window. I wonder about this. Would you be interested enough in me tonight? Would I be interested enough in you tonight? That as I seen you distant in yourself and getting yourself close to that window and find you leaning, would you be interested enough in your preacher to say, "Brother Ken, I want to help you," instead of pushing me out the window? Tonight, we need to be awake and praying. We need to be awake and preaching. I want to say, thirdly, we need to be awake to our possibilities as a church, as a Christian, as a granddaddy, grandmother, as a mother, a daddy, as a brother and sister. We need to be awake to our possibility. Can I tell you, there's nothing impossible with our God tonight. And I've got Bible to back up what I'm preaching. Turn with us, if you would, in Ephesians chapter number 3. Ephesians 3 and verse number 20. What time you got? Ephesians 3 and 20. "Now unto Him," underline this in your Bible, "that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or even think." That's a pretty big God right there. In other words, He said, your mind ain't even got to where what He can do yet. Our possibilities are unlimited with God. I yearn for the day. Let me tell you, I don't know what I'm going to do as the preacher here when some of you get saved. I don't know if they'll arrest me when I run out the road screaming and shout. I don't know if they're going to try to put me down at the quack house. I don't know what they're going to do. But I'm going to tell you one thing. We've yet to see as a Christian what our God can do. What time you got? Have you give up on God? He's able. What the Bible said. Ain't that what the Bible said? He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we would ask or even think. That's a big God tonight. I want to say the Bible says it's time to awake. Number two, I want to say it's time to be about. Luke 2:49, you know the Scripture. I love preaching out of it too. I love preaching anywhere in the Bible. It's all good. Matter of fact, most times if you just open your Bible, I'll be by it in a few minutes. Just hang on. It's all good. The Lord Jesus, He is 12 years old. And Joseph and his Mary, his mother, took him back to Jerusalem to the big feast, the celebration, the Passover celebration. And Jesus stayed back at the temple. They walked off and left him. And they went a day's journey and they said, "Where's Jesus? Ain't he with you? No, ain't he with you? Where's Jesus?" Good question today and hour that we live. And so I tell you where they found him. You won't know where to find Jesus tonight. Look where they found him. The Bible said, verse 49, they said unto them, or in verse number, I want you to see in verse 46, came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding. And you know where to find Jesus? Around the Word. Do you hear your preacher tonight? You'll find Jesus around His Word. And so, this is what they say. They said, verse 48, "Why hast thou thus dealt with us?" You know, they was blaming Him on not being in their presence. He wasn't the blame. Look what she said. "Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Why have you done this?" I want to tell you tonight, honey, Jesus ain't left nobody. If you ain't careful, you'll walk off and leave Him. Look what it says. "How is it that you sought me? Wished you not or know you not?" Here's the thought. "That I must be about my Father's business." I'm glad the Father's business is a family business. You say it's not a business. I understand it's a politically wrong statement, but I want to say it is heaven's business. No, this ain't a business, it's a ministry, but He sent on big business. It's the Father's business. And I want to say something tonight. It's still His business who He saves and what He does. All we to do is to love people and preach the God. We can't save nobody. That's the Father's business. Time you got. It's time to be awake and it's time to be about. It's time to be about heavenly business. Number two, it's time to be about heavenly banking. Matthew 6. Turn over to the left in your Bibles if you would. Matthew 6. Verse number 6. I love preaching at our church. Ain't no place like your home church. Matthew 6, 19. Underline it. Learn something about this passage. You're going to need it. Lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth. What time you got? Not doing all right tonight on time. Where moth and rust doeth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. Macy was the last one out of the house. She stayed with us this evening. CC at work. Me and Renee come on early. Macy come, and I turned around and didn't see her. But you know what I was supposed to tell Macy? Whatever you do, set the alarm when you leave. You know why? Because thieves and thugs. I see all these folks breaking in, looting these stores, but I don't see nobody stealing no work boots. I ain't seen a pair of Brogans yet on the arm. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, where thieves do not break through nor steal. It's bad somebody, you work like a dog and they come steal what you got. That's bad. But God said, I want to remind you of something. Don't have your priorities on earthly banking. Put it on heavenly banking. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Ain't that true? You know the Bible said, listen to me, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. You better get your priorities right tonight. What time you got? For where your treasure is. What's this? Verse 24. No man can serve two masters. For either he'll hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Clint Eastwood didn't come up with that. God done wrote it. Come on now. As one of his sayings, one of his westerns. If y'all quit watching all them thugs and watch you some good westerns, you could go to church. Like the outlaw and Josie Wales or something. Somebody gonna say amen right there. I say no. I'm gonna keep preaching. I seen one the other day, can't help it. They walked up on a horse and there's a man. He's hung up about 40 foot up on a tall limb. The little girl looked and said, Paul, why'd they hang him so high? He said, I guess they thought it'd make him more dead. I like that, amen? I like this whole country playing things I can understand. Matter of fact, that'd help our country if we put a hanging tree back in town. I'm not for writing. I ain't. But I believe Romans 13 tells us God believes in authority. And I'm not wanting nobody to go kill nobody. That ain't what I'm promoting tonight. But I want to ask you what time you got. I'll tell you one thing. I'd hate to be in the leadership's shoes in our country tonight. Daddy had a say in Tennessee. You listen to me, Ken Bowman. Everybody knows how to handle the battery they get a hold of him. We ought to be praying for those in authority tonight like we have never prayed in all our life. We ought to be praying a hedge around our police force that's in this church and this town like we've never had. Matter of fact, you know what would be a blessing? We just pulled our police officers in here one Sunday morning, get them to come to church, and we hedge around and pray for them. I ain't opposed to that. Bible says they're put in for authority. That don't spook me. What spooks me is putting a man and woman on stage and putting them above God. That spooks me. Time you got? Time to be about heavenly business. Where's your mind? Is it just on getting things? It's okay to get ahead in life. God's blessed me and I've been able to enjoy some things in this world. But honey, let me tell you, my heavenly banking ain't here. It's time to be awake. It's time to be about heavenly business, heavenly banking. And then Matthew 5, heavenly behavior. Can I ask y'all one thing? Do you think God would ever want anybody to protest and kill? No. Do you think God would ever promote anybody protesting and tearing up another man's property? No. What time you got? What this Bible says, Matthew 5:13. I believe God had this message to be preached here tonight. Matthew 5, verse 13. There's three officers this evening killed in Baton Rouge. One on life support may not make it. It's a sad day. It's a sad day when them men and women are trying to protect us and our children and our assets. It's sad. You know, when I used to, and I'll be preaching this on Sunday morning, I might preach it next Sunday morning. Some of y'all look like you've done had enough tonight. But you know, we ought to train our children and a policeman's our friend. You don't get in trouble with police if they tell you to do something, you mind what they say. So what, they take you to jail? You get bailed out. Plead your case later. You don't plead it out pointing a gun at them. You're going to get shot. I can't say that. Yeah, I am. I'm human. I come through Mount Zion the other day. Y'all ever notice that 35 in Mount Zion? That's crazy. I look. Pulled over and he walked up and he said, "I see your license." I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "What you doing?" I said, "I'm headed bound." He said, "What's your hurry?" I said, "Man, I just didn't realize I was doing that." He said, "Well, you seem like a nice feller." Showed him a license and insurance. He said, "Ken?" He said, "Come back to see us. Just come back in a different manner next time." In other words, slow your hide down. Now, what if I'd have got out and throwed my handkerchief down? Well, now I look pretty, calling the leadership, "Bail me out, I acted crazy." Time you got. You know, I found out in my life, if I just submit to authority, it's a lot easier. So much easier. So much easier on my family. Matthew 5:13. He said, "You're the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle put under a bushel, but on a candlestick giveth light to all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may say your good works and glorify your Father which is heaven." You know what I had to learn? I need to slow down. You that are texting and driving, you're going to get killed if you're not careful. Or kill somebody else. That one text ain't that important to wait to where you headed to or pull over. Let your light shine. Look up here at them chandeliers. I'm a tight feller. I don't see them 12 burning. I see them 4s out. That's just my mentality. That's the way I've always been. But could I ask y'all something? If the mother four up yonder was lit, I wonder how much more light it'd shine. I wonder if everybody in this building, we turned our light on what we could do in this community. Yeah, we're going to make mistakes. I want to tell you right now, you got a preacher that's human. But I try to learn from my mistake. Just because I'm saved by the grace of God don't give me a permit that crazy. What time you got? I want to say this evening, time to be awake, time to be about. Lastly, it's time to be alert. We ought to be alert about dangers. Dangers. Be alert. Don't play with that. How can a man... Listen, you're a preacher. I'm about done preaching. Can I ask you something? The Bible says this. How can a man take fire in his bosom and not be burned? Sin's stronger than you are. Sin's stronger than I am. I've noticed every time I've dabbled in sin that it'd get a hold of me. And I don't like that. Be alert. Dangerous. And then I want to say, secondly, on the flip side of that coin, you listen to me. When you go downtown, things have changed. Be smart. You ladies, park in lighted areas. Watch yourself. We was coming out of a grocery store back Christmas. Mr. Renee had come on out. I'd got about from here to the door, and I noticed a guy come by me walking fast. Renee was carrying a pocketbook off her arm. And Brother Jerry's fixing to grab Renee's pocketbook. And I scuffled my feet and said, "Hey!" He shot on around. He was lit. But I just want to say, be alert of danger. People's crazy. You ought to be praying a protection about your family every morning of your... Could I beg our members at Liberty Baptist Church to have a place where you go pray every day? I beg you. Beg you. Pray for your preacher. Pray for our leadership and our church. Pray one for another. Be alert. Watch your surroundings. Watch where you're going. Watch what you're saying. Time you got. Be alert to dangers. Some of your kids fix to be driving for long. Be careful. Listen to this preacher. Just because that red light turns green don't mean cars have quit coming. Before you pull out, you look both ways. Be alert. And I want to say, be alert about dangers, but be alert about your duty. We've all got single jobs, responsibilities. You say, "Preacher, I'm not important." Oh, you're real important. Matter of fact, you're doing things that nobody else can do. God made you to do something specifically for you. Be alert about your duty. You've got to realize tonight that it's time to be alert. Be alert about dangers. Be alert about our duty. But I want to say lastly tonight, be alert about the devil. He's seeking. Seeking. Whom he may devour. He's the accuser of the brethren. Watch this in your Bible. Underline it. Revelation 12, verse number 7. Revelation 12, verse number 7. There was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. The devil's got angels. And prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. The great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil. And Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. And he's doing a good job at that tonight, ain't he? He was cast out of the earth, and his angels cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice said in heaven, now's come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ. Here's what I want you to underline, be familiar with. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. The devil's taking notes. The devil not only accuses us before God. Now I'm glad God could look at him and say, I want to let you know something. Said they've been saved and they've asked forgiveness and it's on the blood. Get out of here, devil. But he accuses you. And I want to tell you something. God never accuses you. God will convict you, but the devil accuses you. How many times have you sat down and all of a sudden he started on your shoulder and he brings accusations against you? You don't love God. You don't love your church. You ain't a preacher. You ain't a Christian. You're a bad mother. You're a bad daddy. You're just a bad person. You're eat up with bad. You're bad, 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 bad. God don't do that. God takes the Word of God and puts it in our heart. He convicts us of our sins by the Spirit of God. Lets us know when we're wrong. The Holy Ghost has never accused me. He's always convicted me. He ain't an accuser. He's a convictor. Honey, let me tell you, he ain't got to accuse nobody about nothing because he knows all the truth. Amen. Time you got. It's time to be awake. It's time to be about the Father's business. What a day to be a Christian, folks. Reckon who we'll see saved by the grace of God before we go home. May surprise you. Matter of fact, we'll keep having some prayer meetings like what we had here Saturday. You had to help our church. Did you notice the service picked up a little this morning? Time you got. Time to be awake, time to be about, time to be alert. Alert about dangers, alert about our duty, and alert about the devil. He'd love to destroy us tonight. The devil don't want to cripple you. He wants to kill you. If he cripples you, you may get back up. He wants to kill you. I sure am glad that greater is he that is in you and me than he that is in the world. Thank you for being here today. I appreciate you being here. Let's stand to our feet tonight. Let's pray for those that's asked us to be praying for. Pray for our nation. Pray for them. Tonight, before you pillow your head, pray for them folks in Baton Rouge.